With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So, the reckless slash drunk driving DUI charge is against American. He's not just a, I guess he's a musical icon, but he's, I think, you could even just call him an American icon. Bruce Springsteen, the boss. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned it on the show. He was arrested for DUI because he was at some park in New Jersey. And those charges, a couple of days ago, were dropped against Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen on Wednesday pleaded guilty to drinking outdoors with fans in a New Jersey park. And that's what he got fined for. I think he got fined $500. Because, you know, we forget this around here because people walk around outside drinking alcohol all the time here in New Orleans. I mean, on a Monday or a Tuesday morning or afternoon, you see people drinking outside. Usually you see that in downtown New Orleans. You'll see people walking around the street drinking. Now, on a Friday or Saturday night, as you know, you'll see many people walking around outside the streets here in New Orleans drinking alcohol. And we're one of the few cities, I believe there's only two or three cities in the United States where people are allowed, it's legal to walk around the streets outside with alcohol, with open containers of alcohol, drinking. We're only one of two or three places in the country where that's legal. And so when Bruce Springsteen got arrested for DUI a few weeks ago, one of the other charges that they arrested him for was drinking outside in a park. Because you're just not allowed to do that in 99.9% of places here in the United States of America. You're not allowed to have an open container outside anywhere and be drinking out of it. Well, Wednesday, that's what the boss, Bruce Springsteen, pleaded guilty to, and he told the judge he would happily pay the $500. He could pull that out of his sock. He's one of the richest Americans. But the serious charges, which were DUI, they were dropped. And the judge said that I guess his blood alcohol level wasn't near the 0.008, which is that's the number you have to be at or over to get in trouble for DUI. Now, I have a couple of questions about this. Because, oh, and by the way, remember that Jeep commercial he did during the Super Bowl where he told people, look, we have to get back to the middle politically, when he was leading the way for 4 years saying just awful things about the president of the United States. Now all of a sudden we have a new president, a president he likes, a president from the same political party he's from. So now all of a sudden he says, look, politically, we've got to get back to the middle of the road, when he was one of the ones leading the way, and he was nowhere near the middle of the road for the last 4 years. There was a bunch of people that gave him crap for doing that commercial. How dare you say we need to get to the middle of the road politically when you were leading the way, saying bad things about a president you didn't like? How dare you say we go to the middle of the road after how you acted the last 4 years? Well, anyways, that Jeep commercial, after Bruce Springsteen was busted for DWI, Jeep pulled that commercial off of YouTube.
Rejected!
Well, as soon as the judge Wednesday said, I'm dropping the DWI, that Jeep commercial with Bruce Springsteen went back up on YouTube. But the judge dropped, he threw away the charges, DWI. He dropped the DWI charge against Bruce Springsteen. When a cop watched Bruce Springsteen, and Bruce Springsteen, by the way, admitted to doing 2 shots of tequila with listeners and then with his fans outside in a park where that's illegal. That's what he pleaded guilty to, paid the $500 fine, but the DWI, that charge was thrown out. But a cop watched him do shots, 2 of them, and then get on his motorcycle and drive away. Is it possible to do 2 shots of tequila and not be at or over 0.008?
I believe that it's entirely impossible.
I think it's impossible.
No, not impossible. I said that wrong. I believe it's entirely possible.
So you think it's entirely possible to drink 2 shots of tequila and then not be at .008. How do you think that, Coleman?
Well, based on personal experience, you know, on Saturdays I do this thing called day drinking with Coleman. It's where I go to a restaurant and bar, and I drink, you know, on Facebook Live.
Yeah, but you can't get in a car after that.
No, drive. I don't, but my point is I take about 6-7 shots of Jaeger during those day drinkers, and I'm, you know, pretty fine. I just get something to eat. You know, somebody drives me home, and I eat. But I don't feel like I'm over the limit, you know.
You're without a doubt, if Coleman, after your day drinking video, I'm here to tell you, you are over the limit. You may not feel like it,
right?
But you are over .008. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
why, that's
at,
why
at I'm the 6 or 7 shots. But at the with the first 2 shots of Jaeger, if I just take 2 shots of Jaeger, probably like after a beer later, I'm back to being sober again. I have to continue to.
That's you. I mean, well, you're an alcoholic, but and the way I'm looking at it is how, and a cop said, and Bruce Springsteen admitted he did 2 shots of tequila with his fans, and then he hopped on his motorcycle, and then that's when he got pulled over. How could anybody do 2 shots of tequila and not blow a .008? I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible.
How spread out were the 2 shots?
He wasn't there long. He did them very quickly, and then he left.
I think I could do 2 shots of Jaeger and still not blow over the legal limit. I believe I can. I mean, I'm not a scientist or anything.
Well, let's see if we can, if before the end of the show today, if we can. You're saying Jaeger. See, I'm saying tequila.
Okay, tequila.
Because I think there's more alcohol in tequila than there is in Jägermeister.
We'll find a breathalyzer. We'll do a social experiment.
I say, if we can't do it today, we'll do it Monday or one day next week. If we can get a bottle of tequila in here and then a breathalyzer to blow in, I think it is impossible to do 2 shots of tequila and then blow into a breathalyzer and be lower than .008. I think that's impossible. Because Bruce Springsteen admitted that's what he did. And then the cop watched him after doing a shot or two of tequila. The cop watched him do that. And then the cop watched him get on his motorcycle and start to drive away. And in my opinion, it is impossible to do two shots of tequila and then blow into a breathalyzer and be lower than .008, which is the limit.
I feel the need that right now we need to just urge our listeners not to try this experiment at home that we're talking about on the air. I don't know why. I just feel like somewhere out there somebody's going to say, let's see. But no, do not try this at home just to text us to see whether we're right or whether we're wrong.
Well, that happened on November 14th, and here we are 4 months later, and the judge in New Jersey throws out the DWI against Bruce Springsteen. I mean, do you realize how hard it is for Bruce Springsteen to get into trouble in New Jersey? I mean, in New Jersey, that's where he's from. He's arguably, not even arguably, he is one of the most iconic, not only American rock stars, he's one of the most iconic Americans, period. You know, Bruce Springsteen getting in trouble in New Jersey is like Drew Brees getting in trouble in New Orleans.
Well, if you recall, he didn't really get in trouble until after the Super Bowl commercial made news. That's when it was like, okay, we have to do something since TMZ broke the story.
Yeah, because of course, because it was New Jersey.
Right.
First and foremost, and it was right before a presidential election where he was extremely outspoken against the president, one of the people in that election. So him getting arrested right before the presidential election for DUI in his home state of New Jersey, he's an American icon. First and foremost, we didn't hear anything about it. They sat on it. Somebody sat on it. Somebody kept it away from the press. Obviously, it was the New Jersey cops who made sure that story didn't get out in the open. So he got one break there, and then he just got another break Wednesday when a judge in New Jersey threw out his DWI charge.
All right, just to clarify before this text, did he blow a .008 or .08?
I don't know what he blew.
Okay.
And they're saying that his blood alcohol wasn't near the number there.
Right, because this text says there's a difference between .008 and .08, and it's a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's a huge. But Texter, my point is that cop admitted and Bruce Springsteen admitted to doing it. The cop said he watched him do a shot of tequila and then get on his motorcycle and drive. Bruce Springsteen said he did, and he told the judge Wednesday, 2 days ago, Bruce Springsteen said he did two shots of tequila and then get on his motorcycle and tried driving away. I think it's impossible to do two shots of tequila and be under the legal limit. Text me. Tell me if I'm wrong. 204-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. But I think he caught another break 2 days ago. That's what happens when you're the boss and you're in New Jersey here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about how 2 days ago on Wednesday, Bruce Springsteen had his DWI charges dismissed, thrown out by a judge in New Jersey. And I was wondering if he caught a break, because Bruce Springsteen getting in trouble in New Jersey is pretty much impossible. I mean, he's not only an American rock and roll icon, he's an American icon. You know, whether you like him or not, whether you like his music or not, Bruce Springsteen is an American icon. He's at the top of the list when it comes to American rock and roll stars, living American rock and roll icons in America. But in New Jersey, he's not just a rock and roll icon. He's just an icon, period. And I thought it was interesting how on Wednesday, a judge there in New Jersey dismissed his DWI, even after he admitted to doing two shots of tequila. And a police officer saw him do at least one shot of tequila and then get on his motorcycle, and that's why he was pulled over. You know, he did plead guilty to drinking outside in a park. You're not allowed to do that in most of the country, unlike here in New Orleans, where we're allowed to walk down the street and drink booze. One of the very, very few places in America where that's legal. But Bruce Springsteen, he pleaded guilty Wednesday to drinking with fans in a park outside, which is illegal to do in most places in America. But the judge dropped his DWI and reckless driving charges because prosecutors said he wasn't drunk during that November incident, which to me is bizarre. And by the way, Bruce Springsteen said he would pay the judge the $500 right then and there. I mean, he's one of the richest people in the world. That's like a nickel, 5 cents to you and me. But I said, if Bruce Springsteen admitted to drinking two shots of tequila with fans of his, in that park outside in New Jersey, how couldn't he have been over the limit? Is it possible for someone? He's a little man. He's a very little, physically, he's a little man. He doesn't even weigh 200 pounds, Bruce Springsteen. Is it possible for someone so little physically to drink two full shots of tequila and not be over the limit, which is 0.08? That's what I asked. I mean, I don't even think he blew into the breathalyzer that day. I think he refused the breathalyzer that day. And we asked you to text us.
This first text says, if he did two shots, one right after the other, then got on his bike and ride, and the cop pulled him over, his body may have not processed the alcohol fast enough to register.
Interesting.
It depends on how long between taking shots and doing the breathalyzer, but he didn't do the breathalyzer.
He didn't take a breathalyzer
right.
That day.
It takes time for the alcohol to absorb into the bloodstream. This text says, generally, a 2-ounce shot raises your blood alcohol to 0.2. So his two shots could have put him around 0.4, which is well under the legal limit. That's by Don.
So with that thinking, you could do 3 shots of tequila and still be under the limit. See, I don't see how that can happen.
I can totally see that. This last text is amazing. Check this out. My name is Stephen Earl. I'm from New Jersey, and I had 4 DUIs. I had 2 of them thrown out. They don't take a breathalyzer test on the side of the road. They wait until you get into the station. By that time, the alcohol could have been off your breath, especially with Bruce Springsteen, since he's a star. They probably BS'd with him before they tested him. I had two in 1 week thrown out, and in the city I moved in now, Louisiana, I got too many DWIs, and I flipped the car into the bayou.
Yeah, it sounds like you have issues. I don't know if you should be commenting on this, because you have some other issues you need to take care of.
Well, I'm glad you made it safe, and I hope you wasn't texting and driving, Earl.
Yeah, we appreciate the text. Thank you. Anyways, now that's that. I think it's nearly impossible for Bruce Springsteen to get in trouble in New Jersey. I saw this headline. Man struck in the head during PlayStation 5 robbery attempt in the St. Rock neighborhood here in New Orleans.
Hiya!
A man who met up with another man to sell a PlayStation 5 here in New Orleans in the St. Rock neighborhood was struck in the head during an attempted robbery. This happened Wednesday night. This happened 2 nights ago. So this guy wanted to sell a Sony PlayStation 5. And he met this other guy in the St. Rock neighborhood here in New Orleans Wednesday night at around 8:40 p.m. The man, again, wanted to sell the Sony PlayStation 5. He set up this deal where he was gonna meet this guy. The guy asked the seller of the PlayStation to walk with him to his home. And then that's when the man who was going to buy the Sony PlayStation 5 hit the seller of the PlayStation 5 in the head with an unknown object. So I used to watch a lot of wrestling. I guess that would be a foreign object.
Hiya!
I used to watch a lot of professional wrestling. I always wondered how those wrestlers, some of them, got the foreign objects in the ring.
They put it in their trunks, John.
You would think the ref would be able to see that. But so the victim, after being struck in the head with the unknown foreign object, ran back to his vehicle with the Sony PlayStation 5, and the suspect then fled the scene. So the good news, at least he didn't have the Sony PlayStation 5 stolen from him after he was hit in the head by the person he was trying to sell it to on the street in the Saint Rock neighborhood of New Orleans here two nights ago.
I was never one of those guys, John. Like, have you ever been on Facebook lately and there's like the marketplace and you could just go there and you could buy like a couch from just some random dude on Facebook or whatnot, or these eBay people? I went with a friend one time. He wanted to buy a new iPhone and he met this random dude at a hotel that he never met before in life to buy the new iPhone. But I was never one of those guys that trusted that marketplace, buy from another person online thing enough to even put myself in a situation like that because of situations like this that we're talking about today.
Especially here in the city of New Orleans, Coleman. I would not be on Facebook or social media. And if I saw someone selling something like an iPhone or a Sony PlayStation 5, personally, just me. Now, I know everybody's different. And people are in different situations in their life financially, but I wouldn't say I'll meet you on a street in St. Rock on Wednesday night after the sun went down to buy something off of you. I just wouldn't do that.
But I have Facebook friends that love doing stuff like that. They'll post on Facebook, "Hey, is anybody selling a bike? I want a bike right now. Just hit me up." And people would just go in their inboxes. They say, "Yeah, I have a bike for, you know, $30, come meet me here." And they would actually go meet a person they never really met or know and buy your bicycle. I guess it works out more than not, but I never trusted anything like that. I never wanted to buy anything off the internet from a random person or a random stranger.
No, if I saw someone selling something on Facebook that I was interested in and we agreed on a price, if that person said, "Well, meet me on the street in St. Rock at 8:30 or 8:40 at night after the sun went down," I would say, no, I'm still interested in buying this off of you, but could the sun be shining? Could it be during the day? And could I meet you in a parking lot of, I don't know, a police station?
That'd be the best place.
Or I'll meet you in a parking lot of a gas station convenience store, or I'll meet you in a parking lot of a Walmart, but the sun's got to be shining and it's got to be during the day. That's probably the way that I would buy something from someone if I was interested in buying that off of someone who's selling it that I saw on social media.
I'd rather just get it from the store and just buy it brand new. If I do, times are hard, but even as times are hard, if I ever do decide to get a PlayStation 5, I'm going to Best Buy or Walmart. I'm not going to Derek or Tyrone on Facebook to get his PlayStation 5.
I'm with you. Then if you buy it, but everybody's in a different financial situation, Coleman. But if I did buy it new in the store, which is how I buy most things, then I could buy it during the daytime if the sun is shining. I could buy it at nighttime if the sun has gone away because I'm in the store. I'm not standing on a street in the St. Rock neighborhood of New Orleans buying something off, in this case, a Sony PlayStation 5 that I agreed to buy when I talked to him on social media. I would definitely make sure that street deal happened during broad daylight. But anyways, good news for the man who was hit in the head while he was trying to sell a PlayStation 5 Wednesday night on the street in St. Rock here in New Orleans. He was able to run away with the PlayStation 5. Sure, he's got a headache, but that's a good news story. That's a happy story. The guy's okay, and he didn't have his PlayStation 5 robbed from him. So good news, a good way to get the show going. So good news for Bruce Springsteen in New Jersey, and good news for the guy here in New Orleans who tried selling a PlayStation 5 on the street Wednesday night, two nights ago in the St. Rock neighborhood. They're both going to be okay. Hey, the Saints are one of four teams one of the best NFL quarterbacks said he would be traded to if he were traded. Russell Wilson, the Seattle Seahawks. He's a great quarterback. He's one of the best. Super Bowl champ. He should be a two-time Super Bowl champ, but the coach made the wrong call during that one Super Bowl against Tom Brady and the Patriots when they were on the one-yard line at the end of the game, and instead of turning and handing the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, decided to call a pass play, and Russell Wilson was intercepted. He would have had two Super Bowls if that was the worst play call in the history of the Super Bowl, by the way. Well, Russell Wilson said he's interested in playing for the Saints. He's only interested in playing for four other teams besides the team he's on now, the Seattle Seahawks. Man, should the Saints make a play for him? Definitely. Why not? What would it cost them? It would cost them a lot. I don't think it would cost them Kamara, though. Stay tuned for that coming up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. With a lot of rock bands, you name a band, and a lot of people will think of one song. You know, like some people, you say, hey, man, Led Zeppelin. A lot of people say, Stairway, man, Stairway to Heaven. When you say the Foo Fighters, I think because of one line, people think of one song. And that line is, if everything could ever feel this real forever. And I think when you think of Foo Fighters, most people would think of this song, The Great Everlong. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So you may recall, because we've talked about it on the show, you may recall when New Orleans City Councilor Jared Brissett got in trouble.
We're trying to resolve the issue.
That was him after crashing his car while drunk on Elysian Fields Avenue here in New Orleans. And by the way, that video and audio, that audio you just heard was from a video that was taken by someone who lived right there where the New Orleans City Councilman crashed his car that night. Because it took the cops a while to get there. It took the cops at least a half hour, if not an hour, to get there. You know, we've talked about the undermanned New Orleans police force here on this radio show. It took the cops a while to get there. And so that was late at night. And after he crashed the car, that was someone who lived in a house right there where he crashed, who came out with his cell phone and just started talking to the congressman. The councilman. That's New Orleans City Councilor Jared Brissett. And that was the city councilman. That was him just talking to the person who lived there. And then the cops showed up and he was arrested for drinking and driving. And unlike Bruce Springsteen, these charges stuck because Jared Brissett was hammered. And then after that, he apologized to everybody, his constituents and everybody else who would listen. And then he said he was going to go into some sort of rehab for a little while. But he still has one issue he has to deal with that. He totaled the car he was driving. And if you listen to the show, you know that New Orleans City Council members, they get to drive brand new SUVs paid for by the taxpayers of New Orleans. I mean, that's just one of the things they get. On top of, they get 24-hour security whenever they want it. They have an Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputy who they could call anytime they want to be their security. And they have a driver as well. That's the other thing about this. He had the opportunity to have a driver because all New Orleans City Council members, they could have a driver 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just like they have a security guard, an Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputy, on top of making a really good salary. Look at everything that these yahoos get, these New Orleans City Council members. And yet look at the shape of the city. Look at the shape the city's in. My God.
What are the chances of Brissett calling his driver and saying, hey, can you bring me to the bar? That's probably why he took the vehicle himself. He probably wasn't going to ask the driver to bring him to the bar in a work vehicle. Like, dude, that's why you're calling me? Man, call
he
me.
He should have used a driver that night. He should have had, I mean, it's paid for. He should have had his driver sitting outside the bar for him that night.
His driver should have been like, I'm here to take you to the council meetings. I'm not here to take you to, you know, Boomers on a hat.
No, their drivers take them wherever they want them to take them.
He should have utilized his
driver. He should have. Well, one of the deals he made with him and his lawyer, so he wouldn't go to jail for this, was that he would have to pay back the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans the money for his totaled brand new SUV. And that's $43,500.
He has
to pay. And he has until April 21st to pay that. That's part of the deal he made with the former district attorney, Leon Cannizzaro. And now the new district attorney, the former New Orleans City Council member, who will be going to prison in the near future, Jason Williams, because he's a tax cheat and he's got a federal trial coming up. And the voters of New Orleans voted him in as district attorney, knowing that he's been federally indicted on a 14-count deal. But anyways, part of the deal that Jared Brissett made is he would pay back the taxpayers of New Orleans the $43,500 for the totaled Chevy Tahoe, the Chevrolet Tahoe. He was driving a new Chevrolet Tahoe. He totaled it drinking and driving, and part of the deal that's going to keep him out of jail is he's got to pay back the $43,500 for that wreck out of his own pocket, and he's got a couple of more months to do so. He's got until April 21st. So, hey, get that done, council member. Get it done.
Now you know the New Orleans taxpayers aren't going to see the money. They're just going to use the money to buy a new Tahoe.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, but...
So, yeah, he's paying back for the vehicle, not the taxpayers.
Exactly, Coleman. So he ended up getting a pretty good deal out of this, but he does have until April 21st to pay $43,500 out of his own pocket to cover the cost of that new Chevrolet Tahoe. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Hey, yeah. We're trying to resolve the issue.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. So there was some big news that broke yesterday, and I wanted to get your take on this. Well, we're still waiting for Drew Brees to make his announcement that he's going to retire. I think that's the announcement he's going to make. And that's coming any day now. Although there's still an outside chance he could say, maybe I do want to play one more year. Although he has one more year left on his contract. In the NFL, that's meaningless. That doesn't mean anything. It's not like baseball, Major League Baseball. It's not like basketball, the NBA, where once you sign a contract for so many years, you get paid every nickel of that through every year. Football's not like that. The NFL's not like that. A guy could sign a 4 or 5 year contract, and after 1 year or 2 years, if the team doesn't want him anymore, they can just cut him and release him. That's the NFL. But Breeze does have 1 year left, and that year, next year, he was signed to make $25 million.
Cha-ching.
But if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, he reworked that contract saying that he'll play for $1 million. He took $24 million off of his contract for next year. And the reason he did that is to free up money for the Saints, because they're going to be so over the salary cap that they need to get under the salary cap. So Drew Brees said, here, I'm going to save you $24 million next year to help the organization, to help the Saints get under the salary cap.
But that was noble of him.
Yeah, but he's not going to play for $1 million.
$1 million.
Hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. That told me and a lot of other people that he's going to retire. And we're just waiting for that announcement. But yesterday, it came out that Russell Wilson, the great quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, said, look, he wants to continue to play in Seattle, but if Seattle is going to trade him, I guess he's had a couple of issues with that organization. He said if Seattle's going to trade him, he's only going to give them permission to trade him to one of four teams. And those four teams are the Dallas Cowboys, the Chicago Bears, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the New Orleans Saints. Yes. So the Saints were one of the four teams that Russell Wilson said, look, if I don't finish here in Seattle, if I don't continue my career here in Seattle, which is what I want to do, if you all want to trade me, that's cool too, but I'm only letting you trade me to four teams. I will only accept a trade to four teams.
Oh, poor Jacksonville.
Yeah, how about the Jets? I mean, there's a lot of teams you could say, boy, they could really use Russell Wilson. Because right now, from everything I've been told, as we sit here right now, and when Drew Brees retires soon, the starting quarterback for the Saints, QB1 for the Saints this upcoming season, is going to be Jameis Winston. That's from the people I know and the people I talk to. Look, Taysom Hill was given an opportunity last year. And he didn't look that great. So, wouldn't it be cool if Seattle said, you know what, we are going to go in a different direction. We're going to trade Russell Wilson. It's hard for me to believe that would happen. Because he won one Super Bowl. He should have been a two-time Super Bowl champion, but because Seattle made the worst call in Super Bowl history when they were on the one-yard line a few years ago against Tom Brady in the New England Patriots. It was at the end of the game. A touchdown would have won the game and won the Super Bowl. They were in the final minute. Remember that? There was about 40 seconds left. They were on the one-and-a-half-yard line, and it was first or second down. And they decided all they had to do was have Russell Wilson hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. He would have gotten the ball in the end zone, if not the first time, the second time. He would have gotten the ball in the end zone from a yard out. But they decided, they called a pass. And then the Patriots intercepted the pass on the goal line, winning the Super Bowl for the New England Patriots and costing Russell Wilson his a second Super Bowl.
Do you believe the conspiracy theory that the play was called to avoid having Marshawn Lynch be the MVP that year?
They said that. That was said. They said that Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks and their offensive coordinator, did not want Marshawn Lynch to be the hero. And that's why they didn't just simply have Russell Wilson take the snap, turn around, hand it to him on the 1.5 yard line and have him run in. That's why they didn't want him to score the touchdown. Now, I've read that. I don't know how much truth there is to that, Coleman.
It would make sense, because you know how when you win the Super Bowl, you're supposed to say, I'm going off to Disneyland or Disney World. You know, they'd ask Marshawn Lynch, what are you going to do after the Super Bowl? You know why I'm here. That's all he said for like a year. You know why I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't that talkative or festive with the media. But Russell Wilson, even right now, he's played 9 years in the NFL. Right now, if you said who are the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, he'd be on that list. Right now. And I read yesterday where it would probably cost the Saints Cam Jordan, Ryan Ramczyk, who's one of their best offensive linemen, and perhaps a first-round pick. If you're a Saints fan, would you make that deal? I would make that deal. I would make that deal. I mean, you would think Russell Wilson is, and he said he wants to be like Tom Brady, and he wants to play till he's 40 years old. Let's see. Like I said, he's played 9 years now. So what's he, 31, right around there? So he still has some good years left in him. Would you make that trade? Let's say it did cost the best defensive lineman and arguably the best offensive lineman on the team and a draft pick. Would you make that deal with the Seattle Seahawks? I would. Remember a few weeks ago on the show, we were talking about how the Houston Texans quarterback, Deshaun Watson, wants to be traded. Deshaun Watson is right behind Russell Wilson if you're talking about the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's much younger.
And you're willing to give up Kamara for that.
I thought that's what it would take to get Deshaun Watson here. It would take Alvin Kamara. And maybe
Michael Thomas.
Maybe Michael Thomas, maybe a first-round pick as well. And some people said, that's crazy. I would never trade Alvin Kamara and a first-round pick for Deshaun Watson. Well, look, Deshaun Watson is really, really good. It's going to you get what you pay for.
So in your opinion, based on what you would give up for Watson, what it would take to get Wilson is a bargain for you. Get Cam Jordan, offensive lineman, and a first-round draft pick.
That's still a high price, but it's going to cost something to get a top NFL quarterback here. And both Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are top NFL quarterbacks. They are in the top. They're right up there in the top five or six quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, Deshaun Watson still wants to be traded. But it's going to take something to get something good. Would you make that deal for Russell Wilson? Would you trade Cam Jordan, Ryan Ramczyk, and an offense and a draft pick, if that's what it took, first or second round draft pick, to get Russell Wilson? I would. Just like I would. I know people don't want to hear this, but if it took Alvin Kamara to get Deshaun Watson here, I would make that deal, because I know Alvin Kamara's a stud, but finding a really good running back is a lot easier than a really good quarterback. You only go as far as your quarterback. That's a fact in the NFL these days. What do you think if you're listening right now? If Seattle decides to move Russell Wilson, would you make that deal? Cam Jordan and Ryan Ramczyk and a draft pick for Russell Wilson? Or would you make a similar deal to get Deshaun Watson, even if it took a little bit more, even if it took Alvin Kamara and or Michael Thomas and a first-round draft pick? Text us, 260-9595, 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Would you make that deal? How cool would it be to see either Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson as quarterbacking the New Orleans Saints next season instead of Jameis Winston? Because right now, that's who's going to be starting week one for the Saints if they don't get a quarterback in a trade. Even if they draft a quarterback, because there's a lot of quarterbacks in the draft coming up. I don't know if the quarterback they draft this draft would be ready to start this coming season. Text us. Let us know. I would make that deal. I would make a deal with Houston, too, to get one of those two quarterbacks to play here in New Orleans. They're two of the best in the NFL. Text us, and we'll read your text coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Yesterday, Russell Wilson said he wants to continue to play quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, but if they want to trade him, which has been a rumor, he would let them trade him to one of only four teams, and the Saints are one of those teams, and it would probably cost Cam Jordan, Ryan Ramczyk, and maybe a draft pick as well. Remember a few weeks ago, talked about the quarterback who wants out of Houston, Deshaun Watson. I said, hell, I'd trade Alvin Kamara and a draft pick for him. Both of those guys, they're at the top of the chain when it comes to NFL quarterbacks. Right now, Jameis Winston is going to be starting opening day for the Saints when Drew Brees announces his retirement. So I would trade pretty much whatever it took to get either of those guys. I asked you to text us. Would you do the same or no?
His first text says, every time John mentions Kamara, I want to kick him in the balls.
It's not like I want to trade him, but if that's what it's going to take to get Deshaun Watson, I think you'd be crazy not to. It's a lot more difficult finding a great quarterback than it is finding a really good running back.
Hell no. The past 2 years, the Saints proved they can win without Drew Brees as a quarterback. The rest of the team is too good together to break them up.
Interesting.
Joe Saint says, don't be a fool. Mark and Boga loser says, Coleman, take his whiskey away from him. He's lost his bleeping mind.
So none of those last texters want to make that trade to get either Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson here in New Orleans.
This text says, Boudreaux says yes for Russell Wilson, but no for Watson. Sean Payton is not a running QB, so I think Wilson would do better off. Would be a better fit for Sean Payton. And his last text says, "Hell no, no. We need to get Russell Wilson up in his biatch and sell Drew Brees to the Lucha Underground Wrestling Association."
Interesting. Thank you for the texts. We always appreciate them on our show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans morning radio show. And yesterday here in the city, it was announced that the city of New Orleans is easing coronavirus restrictions. Larger gatherings are now allowed starting today. But the thing that still stinks about this, still no live music. And I don't understand that, because in their announcement yesterday when they said they're easing the coronavirus restrictions, they said starting today, gatherings of up to 75 people will be allowed indoors. So if that's the case, bring back bands. Bring back live music. Because how many small bars do you go into and there's nowhere near 75 people in there watching live music? But we're still not allowed to have live music. And I don't understand why.
I can figure that one out.
Why is that, Coleman?
All right, so let's say you have 75 people in a venue, but it's boring. They're less likely to spread the virus. But if you have 75 people and there's a band jazzing it up, people want to get up. They're going to want to dance and sing along. And then now it becomes a super spreader. See, so you can have 75 people being boring and miserable. That's not a super spreader. But if you have 75 people enjoying life and, you know, causing a ruckus, yeah, this band is...
Why do you have to get into semantics like this? 75 people are 75 people. If they're letting 75 people go into a bar, then why can't those 75 people watch a live band? That's my whole point. So again, starting today, it actually started an hour and 46 minutes ago. It started at 6 a.m. this morning. 75 people will be allowed indoors for indoor gatherings. And 150 people will be allowed to gather outside. Could you imagine our founding fathers right now? The guys that wrote the Constitution of the United States. Could you imagine if they saw anything like this? What do you mean 150 people are allowed to get together outside? Why that number? Could you imagine our founding fathers looking at this?
Imagine going to City Park and there's a 150 person limit. Like once 150 people go to City Park, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
No more people.
Hey, you're 151. Out. You. Out. We said 150, not 151. Businesses will also be allowed to seat up to 15 people at a single table. So, I mean, this is good news for the bars that have been closed. And this is good news for the bars/restaurants that had to be at 25% capacity. They could actually start making money again. They could actually, and this is great news for the people who work in those places, the bartenders, the waiters, the waitresses. But if they're doing this, why won't they let live music be played in these venues? That I don't understand. And then they still say they want you to wear a mask. Mask mandates still apply. So if we want to keep having the mask debate, we could keep mask debating all day long. And they still want us to social distance. And again, this is good news because the numbers for coronavirus are going down. The numbers of people in hospital, the numbers of people dying, they're all going down. And we have now a third company that came up with a vaccine, Johnson & Johnson. They joined Pfizer and Moderna, but their vaccine, it's just one shot, and that'll be available starting next week. So now we've got three companies with coronavirus vaccines. And here, all around Louisiana, people are having the opportunity to get vaccinated. We're seeing that all over the place now.
I love how a company that makes baby powder and baby oil and lotion can make a vaccine that's more efficient than actual medical facilities.
Hey, don't mess with Johnson & Johnson. You know, they may make a lot of stuff for babies, but, you know, they're not kids play.
Johnson.
And so that's that. So and expect our governor, the governor of Louisiana, John Taco Bell Edwards, to announce next week that the state's coronavirus restrictions are going to be eased. A lot like this that we're seeing.
Phase two.
we are no longer we are no longer in
phase two.
I guess this is what's this, 3 or 2.5, 2.75? What phase is this?
2.375 pi.
Jesus. But at least we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. But as happy as I am about the fact that the coronavirus restrictions are being relaxed, that should include having our musicians play in our bars and our venues here. And they still wear masks. And you still socially distance. But they should have said yesterday, while they're doing this much, they should have said, all right, in bars, we can have live bands again. But people still have to wear masks. People have to socially, whatever the case may be. That's got to be next. You got to have the musicians back next. And I can't wait to see live music in a bar again. I mean, it's going to be nice just to sit at a bar again. But then to see live music at a venue around New Orleans, boy, oh boy, that's the heartbeat of the city. And we still got to get that beaten again. Hey, coming up next, wait till you hear what this guy who just died, wait till you hear what his kids did for him. They fulfilled his dying wish. And wait till you hear what it was. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Phase two.
Bayou. Bayou! 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show.
Hey, John. I think you should hear this. This texter says, my foot, comma, John's balls. I guess he's referring to the Camaro, comma. The same texter that said, every time he hears you mention Camaro, he wants to kick you in the balls.
Man! Really? Man, you really, thanks a lot. You're listening, but you want to kick me in the nuts?
Paya!
All I said was, and look, I don't want to trade Alvin Kamara either. But if that's what it would take to get Deshaun Watson, or maybe even Russell Wilson, to be the Saints quarterback, I think the Saints got to do what they got to do to get one of those great quarterbacks here. Because right now it looks like Jameis Winston is QB1, will be starting next season for the Saints. And there's some good quarterbacks available. And the way I look at it, everybody on the Saints roster should be available to trade to get one of those great quarterbacks here.
Well, when you're enjoying the weather this weekend, just make sure you wear a cup in public just in case.
Paya!
Jeez. Really? Try to think if there's anybody I'd really like to kick in the nuts. I really can't think of anybody. But anyways, we'll see what happens. We were talking about that earlier in the show. I saw this story, and I wanted to ask you about this if you're listening right now. I've never seen a headline like this before. Man's kids fulfill his dying wish by pouring his ashes down bar drain.
Hmm.
Yeah, this guy who lived in England, he died, and evidently he told his family, his children, that when I die, I want to be cremated, then I want you to take my ashes and go to my favorite bar and pour those ashes down the bar drain.
And the kids did it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that.
It's a lot easier than when my grandmother died. She wanted like a white horse with doves and out at the cemetery. And I mean, it was very difficult. I mean, this is a lot easier.
Yeah, just mix your ashes with a pint, your favorite pint. Maybe if he was a Guinness drinker, they just put his ashes in a pint of Guinness and said their final goodbyes, and they poured one out. They poured one out for the home. Well, they poured him out for the homies. You know how they pour a little lick out the 40 ounce? They actually poured him out.
Yeah, this is a new definition of last call.
Ah, that was good.
So this guy in England, Coleman, that's what he wanted. And so his kids This is the McGlinchies.
The McGlinchies.
Cassidy McGlinchey and her brother Owen McGlinchey.
Owen.
They fulfilled their father, Kevin McGlinchey's, final wishes by pouring his remains down a drain outside of his favorite pub. The bar is called Hollybush, and it's in Coventry, England. And the son told the press, quote,
"Our dad told us for years and years his wishes would be to go down a pub drain.
He used to drop things down there, weird things, like his hair. He loved that bar, the Hollybush, so much, and he would take a walk up there every day. He said, quote, "When I die, if you put me down the drain, I will be able to travel to all my locals through the drains underground." That's what one of his kids just told the press.
I guess he has friends in low places.
And then he continued, "Every time you walk over a drain, you will think of me."
That's true.
"And there are plenty around, so no matter where you are in the world, you will still think it." That's what his daughter said. He said while he was still alive.
You know, most people, they want to be remembered. When you look up at the stars, remember me when I go. Look up at the sun and I'll still be in your memory. This guy, you have to look down at a storm drain and say, you know what? Cheers to Kevin. Every time you look down at a storm drain or a sewer pipe or something like, or a grating in New York City.
Yeah, a lot of people spit down there. You know, hey, there's Kevin. Yeah.
Cheers to Kevin. So you don't have any a special way you want to be sent off, John?
No, Coleman, I've said this before. When I die, I'm not going to care. I'm already dead. What difference does it make? When I die, throw me in the woods. You know, take me up, take me to Bogalusa and just throw my body in the woods and let the animals have something or whatever the case may be, because I'm already dead. I'm not going to care.
So you wouldn't get cremated and tossed in the woods? You want your whole physical body to be tossed in the woods for the animals and the scavengers to munch on?
I mean, I could go either way, but I think that would be better for the animals.
Oh. I have one. I have two, actually. One is if I die and I have an open casket, I would like, you know, big busted women to come by my casket and motorboat me one more time before they put me in the grave, like just rub their boobs on my face while I'm in the casket.
So you want a big breasted woman.
Women.
Women,
yeah.
To lean over your dead body in your casket and stick stick their boobs over your mouth to put your face in between their boobs so you can motorboat one more time.
Yeah, if it's an open casket, I don't know how I'm going to go, but if it's an open casket, yes. And then after that, wherever I'm buried at on my birthday, I would like strippers and dancers to come by and give my headstone a lap dance, like put their butts up against the headstone, you know, wherever they say, you know, this is Coleman, he died of liver sclerosis or something, and just put their butts up against my gravestone.
But you're dead. You won't know that.
I know. It's in honor of my memory. It's for those who are still alive who want to celebrate my memory. They know I like a few things, and boobs is one of them, especially. So throw your boobs in my face, Fogg.
Right now, I could picture you lying in a casket dead, and I could picture a big-breasted woman whipping them out, leaning over your face and putting your face, your dead face, in the middle of her boobs. I'm having a tough time getting that out of my head right now. If you're listening, is there anything that you would want when you die? Is there anything like this guy in England who wanted to be cremated and then wanted his ashes poured down the drain of his favorite bar, his favorite pub? Text us and let us know. You know, our number's 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. I just read somewhere. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. But right after we die, right after a person dies, they know what's going on for a minute or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I seen it on Facebook a few days ago.
Didn't you just see that too?
Yeah, but I don't know how the science works.
I don't know if I believe that or not. Like, okay, you're dead. You take your last breath. You're dead. So you know, according to what I just read, for even after you're dead for a minute, you know what's happening? I don't know if I can believe that or not.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I do have a friend, they said when they die at their funeral, they want a techno party with strobe lights on the casket instead of like a regular funeral. They want strobe lights to go off and on with a boots, 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 boots.
With a little electronic dance music?
Yeah, yeah.
Little EDM funeral? That's what they're looking for? So text us. When you die, is there, before you get buried, is there anything you want? Is there anything special? Or if you're going to get cremated, do you want your ashes spread anywhere? Like down your favorite bar's drain, like this guy in England.
Or used as a compost. And then they plant trees and stuff on your ashes.
What do you think of people that keep their dead relatives' ashes around their house for years and years? Like, I've gone over to a couple of friends' houses. And like, oh yeah, I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. What's that? On a shelf near a fireplace. Oh, that's my mother's ashes. Really? What is that? It's a way to remember. Oh, this is how I want to remember my mother? That there she is on a shelf with ashes? There's my dead mother's ashes in a jar on a shelf? That's how I want to remember my mother? What am I going to say hi to her when I walk by her in the morning? Morning, Mom. I had a rough night last night. I got to get some breakfast. Hang on.
It wouldn't work for you because El Gato Negro would knock her over and spill her ashes all over the floor.
It's my black cat. He's a happy fella, that guy. He purrs all the time. El Gato Negro. So text us if you want anything done when you die, either with your body or with your ashes or wherever, like this guy. Again, I just want you to take my body, put it in the back of a truck, drive it up to some woods and throw it in the middle of the woods, let the animals have something to eat. Coleman wants to be in a casket. And he wants a big-breasted woman or women to put his dead face in the middle of her two large breasts so he can do one final motorboat. Text us. What do you want? 260-9595. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And we still have the dumbest thing I read all morning. And I think this is without a doubt the dumbest thing I read all week. And so far, I think this is the dumbest thing I read all year. That's coming up as well. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we were talking about this guy who died in England, and his children fulfilled his dying wish. He said when he died, he wanted to be cremated, and then he wanted his ashes to be poured down his favorite bar's drain, the bar he used to drink in all the time. And so the his kids in England, they did that for him. And I asked you, is there anything you want when you die, whether it's with your body or with your ashes, or what do you want? Do you want anything to happen to you after you die? Do you have any special wishes? And we asked you to text us.
This first text says, I'm always late to everything, so when I die, I would like whoever has my remains to show up to my funeral at least 15 minutes late, or I will haunt them.
Be late to your own funeral.
This text says, I'd have my ashes made into a vinyl album of my favorite songs.
So you could be played in death. They could play you.
Yeah. RW says, I love to fish, so pour my ashes out on my favorite fishing spot.
All right.
This text said, this is kind of sweet. My grandfather keeps an urn with my grandmother's ashes over the fireplace for now, but when he dies, he wants his ashes mixed with her ashes and spread over their Mississippi property.
Well, that's cool. I mean, when we were talking about this earlier, I just wondered about some people who keep a dead relative's ashes in their house, like up on the counter. I always wondered about that. That's not how I want to remember my loved one, in a jar.
Derek says, I was artillery in the military, so I like my ashes added into the gunpowder charge bags and blasted off.
Hey, there you go, and thank you for your service, sir.
Ron says, he's an AKA tattoo. I want my ashes mixed with some tattoo ink and my old lady get a tat with me on it.
Oh, wow, so you'd be embedded.
Right. This last text is explaining the whole knowing that you're going to die. It says when your heart gives out, your brain is still kind of conscious, so your brain can sense that your heart gives away before you actually go away and die. And I can see that. Like, if your heart fails and your brain is still conscious, I can see your brain being able to sense that your heart gave away before you actually go out kaput.
Yeah, because we mentioned that how this week I read that some people think that right after you die, even though you're dead, that your brain, you know what's going on. Like, you know you just died and you're aware of what's going on. That's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yep. You know what's even freakier? You know, if you get decapitated, like by a guillotine, your brain remains conscious for 10 seconds before you die. Like, if it's a clean cut, whoosh, your brain actually...
So you could see your own headless body standing there.
Yep.
See, now I'm freaked out. I'm completely freaked out. Thank you for the texts. We always appreciate them. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And it's not only the dumbest thing I read all morning, it's the dumbest thing I read all week. It's not only that, this is the dumbest thing I read all year. That's next on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our gig where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And a lot of times on Friday, it is the dumbest thing I read all week. And this is without a doubt the dumbest thing I read all week. And I think this is the dumbest thing I read all month. And the dumbest thing I read all year. Mr. Potato Head, the toy, has been canceled. But is cancel culture something else, isn't it? Go after movies. They go after whatever they don't like. If they don't like it, they just want it eliminated.
But what don't they like about Mr. Potato Head?
The problem, they say, Coleman, with Mr. Potato Head is the Mr. part. They say that some people are saying, I don't know the exact percentage of people in our country who are this mentally disturbed. I would hope it's a small percentage, but it was a big enough percentage to make Hasbro, the toy company that makes Mr. Potato Head that I grew up with, and you probably grew up with Mr. Potato Head too. Coleman, I used to play with Mr. Potato Head all the time when I was a kid. You know, I played with Mr. Potato Head not that long ago, actually. But evidently, this is the cancel culture, all because of social media. Enough people got together to complain, saying, what's the deal with Mr. Potato Head? Why is there a Mr. Potato Head? Where's Mrs. Potato Head?
There is a Mrs. Potato Head.
Has there always been a Mrs. Potato Head?
Yeah. There's been a Mr. Potato Head, and there's been a Mrs. Potato Head. They were both was on Toy Story 2. You know what? Now that I think about it, this could kind of be genius for Hasbro. Here's why. So there was always a Mr. Potato Head, and there was a Mrs. Potato Head. Basically, the toy is just a blank potato canvas that you can put little features on, right? But in the Mr. Potato Head box, there was all the male features, and in the Mrs. Potato Head box, there were all the female features, like the ears came with earrings. But if you combine the two and make it a gender-neutral potato, you can put both the male and the female parts to the potato in one box, and you save half of it because you don't have to make a Mr. Potato Head box and a Mrs. Potato Head box. You can put them all in one box, so you're saving on packaging, you're saving on shipping, and you're saving on product because you don't have to make two separate product items. You just have a gender neutral with both the girls and the boys stuff in the blank potato box and call it Potato Head. See?
Well, what the company that makes Mr. Potato Head just announced, Coleman, and that's Hasbro, they are rebranding Mr. Potato Head toy line as gender-neutral Potato Head.
Now, see, if they just went with Potato Head, that would have been cool. But they're actually going to put gender-neutral Potato Head on the box?
I don't know if it's going to say that on the box or not. That would be ridiculous if it said it on the box. Could you imagine going up to your little kid, your 5- or 6-year-old son, saying, hey, we're going to the store. Do you want you want to play with the gender-neutral Potato Head, son? This is where we're at. It's a classic toy. Mr. Potato Head, the classic Hasbro toy brand, which includes the mustachioed Mr. Potato Head and clean-shaven Mrs. Potato Head, will soon be rebranded as the gender-neutral Potato Head toy line. So I think it's just going to simply be Potato Head. So you look at your kids and you say, you want Potato Head? You want to play with Potato Head? But you can't say you want to play with Mr. Potato Head anymore.
But once again, once you buy a Potato Head, if it's going to have both the Mrs. and the Mr. Potato Head parts in it, you can make it whatever gender you want when you play with it, because that was the whole point of Mr. Potato Head. You can put different designs. You can put the eyes, whether it's angry eyes or happy eyes on it with glasses on it. You can make whatever kind of gender Potato Head you want. That's why I think it could be kind of genius on a slick, because Hasbro just killed two birds with one stone. They saved on half their product by not having to make two separate boxes for one potato product, and they've appeased the woke culture, see? So they can actually cut up half their costs under the guise of, yeah, we're being woke and we're being sensitive to, you know, gender topics or whatever, when in reality they're saving costs by not having to make both the Mr. and Mr. Potato Head box and package and all that.
Let me tell you something. Anybody who's bothered by Mr. Potato Head because they think that that's favoring the male gender, whoever is bothered by that, they have serious issues. They have mental health issues.
Oh, they're going to go at the Game Boy next.
They have mental health shortcomings. So would you just say Game Boy?
Yeah, you know, Game Boy, I guarantee you they're going to come at the Game Boy at some point in the future. If they're going after Mr. Potato Head because of the word Mr. in front of it. And now we talked about this a few days ago, how there was their first Eagle Scouts in the Boy Scouts, female Eagle Scout troop that graduated from the Boy Scouts. You know, Game Boy is going to be next.
So, you know, this gender-neutral Potato Head, you know, maybe in the box they should have some estrogen or testosterone and testosterone, and then the kid could pick because it's gender-neutral.
Yeah.
And then the child who's playing with it can pick how if he wants a masculine Potato Head or a not-so-masculine Potato
Head. And they can mix and match, depending on what kind of parts they have. You can have all kind of, you can do whatever you want. You can give it a mustache and earrings and a wig. It's a genderless Potato Head.
The new branding will be reflected on packaging scheduled to debut later this year. Hasbro says it's Mr. Potato Head brand, which includes all kinds of toy tubers. Well, this new one's not going to have a toy tuber. Is being changed simply to Potato Head. It's not going to say genderless Potato Head on the cover.
All right.
It's just going to say Potato Head. And and Hasbro is saying that will better reflect the full line of the brand. Well, Mr. Potato Head's been canceled. It's just Potato Head. It's the genderless Potato Head.
Who even buys toys anymore? Everybody plays video games on their mobile apps and stuff now.
Well, Coleman, Hasbro rebranding Mr. Potato Head as gender-neutral Potato Head. And it'll simply say Potato Head on the box. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. The dumbest thing I read all week, the dumbest thing I read all month, and the dumbest thing I read all year.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Suddenly, I'm in the mood for hash browns. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.